This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Ross.
U.S. President Donald Trump's medical team will weigh whether he can leave the hospital later Monday after being admitted last week for COVID-19. That's according to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, adding he was optimistic Mr. Trump would be discharged. In an interview with Fox News, Meadows said he had spoken with the president earlier Monday morning and that his condition appeared to have improved overnight. Meadows added a decision about Mr. Trump's possible discharge would likely not be decided until early Monday afternoon. President Trump's former campaign manager is defending his brief trip outside the hospital yesterday, which goes against CDC quarantine guidelines, while others are condemning it. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Corey Lewandowski says Trump just wanted to thank supporters like this man.
I will die for that man happily.
And he says the president's doctors approved the trip.
They were okay with the trip, and the Secret Service members volunteered to participate.
But Dr. James Phillips, who's not on the president's team but is at Walter Reed, says it was irresponsible and sends the wrong message.
This was a dangerous move. There is no medical benefit for this to have taken place.
Phillips and Lewandowski spoke on NBC's Today Show. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump's former you can add White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany to the list of those testing positive for COVID-19. She made the announcement Monday, adding she would begin quarantining and that the White House medical unit does not list any members of the press as close contacts. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife tested negative for COVID-19 Monday, according to an administration official. The vice president is in the spotlight as the person who may be the face of the administration and the Trump campaign for the time being. The spotlight will shine especially bright on Pence Wednesday when he participates in the vice presidential debate with California Senator Kamala Harris, Democratic contender Joe Biden's running mate. This is VOA News. Biden's campaign says he tested negative for coronavirus Sunday. The results come 5 days after the presidential hopeful spent more than 90 minutes on the debate stage with President Trump last week. Monday, he's scheduled to travel to Florida. His campaign said it will continue to observe public health guidelines on masks, social distancing, and crowd sizes. The British government is facing huge questions over its coronavirus testing system after a tripling in the number of daily positive cases over the weekend that was blamed on a technical glitch. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The latest problems to afflict Britain's test and trace program emerged when public health officials revealed the nearly 16,000 cases weren't tabulated from September 25 to October 2. The government says the technical issue was discovered Friday night and has now been resolved. The unreported cases were then added to the government's daily new infections totals over the weekend, boosting Saturday's number to nearly 13,000 and Sunday's to 23,000 cases. Before that, there had been signs that the number of new infections had been levelling off around the 7,000 a day mark. Charles de Ledesma, London.
British Finance Minister Rishi Sunak said Monday he was sympathetic to doing more to help certain industries at the right time to drive a recovery after the massive economic hit from the COVID-19 crisis. He added right now might not be the correct time to help the entertainment industry. A car bomb attack on the convoy of the governor of Afghanistan's Lagman province killed at least 8 people, including 4 of the governor's bodyguards. The governor survived but was wounded along with at least 40 others. His spokesperson said several civilians were killed in the early morning attack in the provincial center. Separately, Afghan President Mohammad Ashraf Ghani arrived in Doha Monday, where he will meet the Afghan team negotiating with the Taliban, according to the deputy presidential spokesman. After nearly 3 weeks of started September 12th, the teams are still negotiating the ground rules for what are widely expected to be long, complicated, and grueling discussions. 4 people have died and up to 18 more missing in floods and heavy rains in southern France, a spokesperson said Monday. Southern France has been lashed by torrential rain over the weekend, and swollen rivers have swept away houses, bridges, and parts of the road. Deadly fires in the U.S. state of California have burned more than 4 million acres this year, more than double the previous record for the most land burned in a single year in the state. California fire officials said the state reached the astonishing milestone Sunday with about 2 months remaining in the fire season. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.